Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Cannot tell you how good it is to hear that theater opening for our theater segment and actually have a show to talk about. For 16 months, we haven't, well, you know, we've told you about virtual shows that are going on, but nothing that is live. And for the first time in 16 months, I went to a live theatrical performance this past Friday night. And turns out, I think, really is the perfect show for a return to live theater, the communal experience of seeing a show with others. It is the amazing Teatro Zinzani that also has been shut down for 16 months. It's the first show to open in the reopen, the downtown theater district. And I I'm probably driving people crazy telling them how much I enjoyed the show, how much fun this show is, pure entertainment of comedy and music and stylish circus acts, all performed in a converted ballroom at the old Cambria Hotel on Randolph Street that they set up to look like this really stylish circus tent. The guests are seated at tables in the round. Dinner is served during the shows as the performers just keep delivering this entertainment, burlesque, vaudeville, Cirque du Soleil-like show, trapeze acts, acrobatics, pantomime, amazing, amazing singers, and all tied together by our first guest, our first live in-studio guest here on Sunday morning in 16 months. It's a pleasure to return Frank Ferrante back to our studio in full makeup, I might add. A lot of guests just show up here in their bathrobes. Well, it turns out you are also in a bathrobe, now that I think of it.
Dean, it's an honor. Thank you so much. We're the first show to open in Chicago, major show to open in Chicago, so it's an honor to be your first in-studio guest.
You're the first guy back in studio again.
It's a delight.
It's weird. Producer Ryan and I were saying, do we remember how to do this? How to have guests in here? It's like been such a long time that we haven't.
We thought the same thing going back. You know, all of my colleagues, my peers, we haven't worked in 16 months. So it's like getting, you know, oiled up again and getting our voices back and our bodies back. Yeah. And for me, since I'm a talking comic, a clown, and getting my wits back, it takes time
to
warm up.
I want to talk about all that because it's a really tricky thing for you, especially in this, but I just wanted to mention because I wanted everyone to see your makeup. So it's like I shouldn't be the only one who gets to enjoy this. So we're doing a Facebook Live right now on my Facebook account, Dean Richards WGN. If you go to Dean Richards WGN on Facebook, we're going to air this whole interview. We're airing it live right now. So if you see Frank during one of the commercials inappropriately scratching himself or something, so be it. So be whatever it is. So the show is up and running pre-pandemic. It shuts down just like we were telling Miguel Cervantes a minute ago. Everybody was up and running and doing performances and the world shut down. And the setup over at the Cambria Hotel literally has been just sitting dark for 16 months, right?
That's true. I mean, just pretty much entombed to the most gorgeous setup. You know, you would never know, Dean. I was just there today. I'm in full makeup because I have a noon show. That's just, just to let your listeners know.
Like okay, you don't walk around downtown like this all the time.
You know, a man needs to wear lipstick and rouge on occasion. I think, you know, it is.
Yeah, whatever makes you feel good.
I feel good. I'm wearing a robe. I've got my skivvies on. I've got my shoe garters.
Yeah.
And there's an upskirt of the Caesar.
Sequined shoes. Yeah. You are quite the sight here this morning.
But you know, I was just there, Dean. I was putting this all up, and I was going, you would never know that once you got onto got off the 14th floor, even once you get out of the elevator, it looks like another 14th floor of a nice, decent hotel.
Right.
And then you walk through.
You walk down the hall.
You take a left, and the doors open, and you are in like Shangri-La. It is like you cannot believe it's three stories,
right?
Brick and velvety curtain and stained glass and hand carved wood and chandeliers and a full bar, and it is madness. And
I pictured it when I was with friends who came with me. That it was like, this is very Moulin Rouge in here.
Very much
it's,
so.
It's very lush that way, just visually. And from the moment you walk off the elevator, the people who are helping you and guiding you are in character. And the show starts literally when you step off the elevator. And it kind of gets you in the mood, and they take you to your tables. And you get set for the show to start.
Well, it's a completely immersive experience. You get lost, and it's transporting. What I'm finding, Dean, last night, people don't want to leave once the show's over, and it's about a three-hour night. It's a full evening, and people won't leave. They will not leave the theater, and they stick around the lobby and the whole cast, and it's a cast of diverse talent. I mean, as you were mentioning, I'm in awe of my peers. But we're there in the lobby, and we're happy to take photos and hang out and kibitz and have a drink. And as you were saying, it is pretty much the perfect show to come out with.
Yeah, because it's very welcoming. I mean, you know, if you go to a traditional theater, you're kind of like cramped into your seat a little bit, and you must stare at the stage.
Mm-hmm.
Here, you have things going around you constantly during the entire show. And there's music. You're sort of the host of the whole thing. You're the one that kind of ties everything together and keeps everything moving a little bit, but not really a ringmaster. I mean, you're as much an entertainer as everybody else. But there are these circus acts that are going on, and these amazing pantomime acts, and amazing vocalists. Talk about the singers that you have in the show, whose voices blew me away.
Right. I'm with you, Dean. It is, as you say, I play basically a host, but I'm, in a way, I'm the anti-host, because my character is so outrageous and inappropriate. And I play this Latin lover character called the Caesar, and he just is unfiltered, and he has huge appetites, and he loves the audience. He loves, you know, he loves the men, the women, dogs, cats. He's not that discerning, but luckily the audience tends to love him back. But to get to your point of the talent involved, Storm Marrero from Brooklyn has got the most soulful sound, and she owns the room. Cuneo, who's this sexy, enigmatic figure, has the most booming, beautiful sound. We have these great singers. Joe DePaul is one of the funniest people I've ever met, and that's in 37 years of working in a theater.
I don't want to call him a clown. I mean, he's
a comic master.
He's a comic master, but he does this amazing pantomime act.
Yes.
I'm not going to tell you anything about it because I don't want to spoil it.
It's
amazing.
It's one of the most finely honed comic bits I've ever seen. And he's a legend in the Cirque world, but also in the comedy world. It's like people know me now in the circus, but they also know me in the improv interactive world.
Right.
So it's hard to categorize any of us, Dean, because we work in different areas of the theater.
Right.
But the acts, we probably have the best trapeze act in the world, and that's Duo 19, Oliver Parkinson and Cassie Cutler, and it's breathtaking. They do tricks like no other. Leah Hinz.
And you are, you know, I'm holding my hand out right now. You are this close to the acts that are going on, unlike seeing Acrobat at Ringling Brothers or, you know, something like that, where it's pretty far away. These people are right on top of you while they're doing these acts. It's amazing.
Yeah, even Cirque du Soleil, it's a huge venue. This is an intimate venue of about 300, and the space that we perform in the center, Dean, is it's a 9-foot diameter.
Wow.
So as you say, you literally have a trapeze act dangling over your head.
Yeah.
I literally will stand on your table.
Yep.
You're completely connected to the acts there, and which is, I think, very well. People are so happy. There's an audience dance. We're actually dancing in the theater.
Right.
It's very moving to be. I brought up a woman who was 88 years old, and I'm dancing with her. And this is someone who probably wasn't out for 16 months, year and a half.
Right. Right.
And it's a beautiful, that's part of the fun of it. You mentioned the communal aspect of it. We're eating together. We're dancing together. Yeah. We're laughing together. It's very moving for us as performers.
That's another thing. I mean, while all of this is going on, it's dinner theater at the same time. They are serving you a beautiful dinner. Mm-hmm. Very delicious. It was really great. Let me take a quick break.
Sure.
When we come back, I want to just talk about what it was like for you as a performer after being, 16 months on the bench, what it was like getting back into things. And I also, just want to remind our listeners that because Frank is in makeup, because he has a performance at noon today, he put on his makeup in advance to come down here. We're going to take a break, but now is when Frank may do something inappropriate on Facebook Live. So if you're not on the Facebook now is when things could get a little snarky on Dean Richards WGN. Right back after this. WGN. Frank Ferrante is here with us this morning, our first in studio guest in 16 months. He's starring in Teatro Zinzani. That is at the Cumbria Theater on Randolph Street, and they're just having great fun there. And I've been so interested in what it must be like for the actors, the performers, the musicians over the past 16 months. I can imagine how frustrating it must be, especially for somebody like you, who's so energetic and just so nonstop. Suddenly there's nothing going on anymore, but now you're back up and running again. How weird was it?
It was extreme.
That first show.
Well, the first show was extremely moving. I start off as a host. I come out to, in my wild costumes, to fanfare, to a band. And something I thought of in the moment was, when I say that we are back to the audience, they've not been out themselves.
Yeah.
And I go, we are here, we are here, we are here. And the audience just cheered.
Yeah.
And it was palpable that, it gives me chills telling you the story, Dean.
Right.
Because we all have been dealing with so much loss. And I don't want to go down that path, but there's been a tremendous loss, certainly for us financially. People lost loved ones. And so now we're celebrating like we've done since the beginning of time. We're literally in a circle, like around the fire again. And I find that there's been a great harmony within the cast, Dean. There's a peace. And we all feel fortunate. But, we did all the things we could do, and not we lost. Of course, we all lost our savings and we lost, opportunities. But it's been joyful. It's nothing but joy. And we all, what's always been the case, Dean, with this show, with these kind of great acts that you've referenced and honored, this today, is that we watch each other. We take delight in watching everyone kill it out there, do their best. And, watching people smile, dancing with someone who hasn't danced maybe in years, it's a privilege. It's not lost on me, the impact that we have and how it really affects us.
Yeah. I did notice while I was sitting and watching the show, and I'm watching what's going on in the center stage, but I'm also looking around. I was curious to see audience members' reactions and the complete childlike glee on people's faces watching what was going on. But I was watching the performers, not only if you were doing something center stage, I would look over onto the wings and see the other performers just kind of like cheering you on, giving you like facial reinforcement or like putting their hand over their heart or something. So happy to see another performer killing it in the middle of the stage.
Yeah, it's funny. We do a little at the end of the show, Dean. We kind of hold hands in a circle. And I said, we are so fortunate. We are the first show, one of the first shows back in the country.
Yeah.
The first show back in Chicago, which is an honor. This is a theater town. This is a comedy town. And I put it out there for my colleagues. I said, let's put it out there that all our colleagues return and are able to perform and that we can all come together. Netflix is great. Zoom is fine. There's nothing like what we're doing right now.
Yeah.
I can feel this conversation. There's nothing like this kind of human contact.
Yeah.
We're meant to be together, not behind screens.
And we didn't even know how much we needed that until it went away for the last 16 months. We didn't realize how important that human contact was in the... I did nothing but complain about people in audiences that were talking or on their phones or crinkling their Twizzler wrappers or, and things like that. I kind of missed it a little bit. I missed the human experience, the communal experience of watching a show together at the same time.
Absolutely. You know, when I came out the first time, a woman yelled in the center and she goes, "We missed you." And I just like, oh,
I can imagine.
It was a beautiful thing.
I can imagine.
Honestly, Dean, we didn't know if we were going to come back, you know, 6 months from now or 3 years from now.
Right.
And we're all starting to plan, well, maybe we should do other kind of work. Happily, we're here in Chicago.
Yeah. So. Yeah. It's going to be a little while. You know what else is amazing? I mean, the Acrobats have an act, a very specific act that they do show after show. Oh, I should mention also, some people may have said to me, oh, I saw Teatro Zanzani before the pandemic. Mm. This is a different show, right?
Different cast, different theme, different everything. And in fact, if you saw two of these shows back to back, it would be a different experience. We have people returning multiple times during the course of a run, which is, you know, a beautiful thing.
Yeah. So, you know, if you've seen Zanzani before, you haven't seen what they're doing now. There are some elements that are the same as before, but much of it is completely different, and you'll have a great time seeing it again. And Frank is hilarious. I can't even tell you how quick he is. I mean, it's all improvisation. It's things that you can't rehearse. A lot of the things that you're doing, you can't pre-plan because you don't know what's going to happen while you're pulling people out of the audience and, you know, having audience interaction. You have no idea what's going to happen. That's all you. And it's genius, my friend.
Thank you.
You are absolute genius.
Thank you, sir. Well, it's an honor from you. I appreciate it. And I'm glad we're back together.
Right.
Here we go.
Right. And on camera, on Facebook Live, here he is.
That's hello, everybody.
Pow. It's fun.
Teatro Zanzani is at the Cambria at Cambria Hotel on Randolph Street. And you can get tickets at BroadwayInChicago.com. There's a link there. And you can learn more about the show if you go to TeatroZanzani.com, yeah. Chicago. Yeah. Thank you for coming in. Yeah, thank you for putting the makeup on early and all that you do. It's great to
thank
see you
for advocating for the arts and for all of us who are coming back, Dean. It means a lot, and it changes a lot of lives. Thank you.